grab a cup of squash-flavored bean water and drive 2 hours to buy expensive apples, because it's officially fall TV season and it's the Screencast.
You're listening to the Nordies Podcast. I'm Eric. I'm here with Ryan and Jim. How are you guys?
Excellent.
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm also really excited about the sportscast we had this week. So everyone should go back in time and listen to the sportscast. Wow, was it good. We talked all about Gopher football and Vikings football, and that we're now the state of football.
It was good, and we were in a good mood.
Yeah, we felt good. So go back, check that one out. But we have a screencast here for you guys, and it's going to be fantastic. We got so much fall TV and movies to talk about. It's going to be a really, really, really strong episode. So we're happy to have you guys here. And as always, we're happy for you guys to give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Nordies Podcast. Also, for you guys to subscribe on iTunes, Podbean, anywhere you get your favorite podcast from, and get the Nordies Podcast directly to your phone, your tablet, your I don't know, wherever you listen to
your smart refrigerator.
Yeah, wherever you listen to it every single week, Nordy's Podcast, coming to you for free.
I want that smart refrigerator, yeah. To be honest with you.
I want the smart refrigerator,
tweet
too.
From toilets these days.
I am honestly, I'm a sucker for that kind of thing.
I'm pro smart refrigerator.
Yeah.
I like,
bang it?
For sure.
Would you say bang it?
Bang the smart refrigerator.
Bang it,
yeah.
Especially if it has a TV in it. Like, the number of times that I would watch, like, I love the idea that, like, I would walk the 8 feet away from my TV to my refrigerator TV.
You wouldn't miss anything.
And then I wouldn't miss anything because I could just watch it on my refrigerator TV that never got watched ever, but I always had on.
Yeah.
it's the JIC TV, right? It's the just in case. It's like having one in the bathroom.
It's like, oh my God, I have to do all this mise en place for this fancy French dinner. I'm going to be chopping vegetables for an hour while the game's on. I'm so glad I have this TV in the kitchen.
I have always wanted bathroom TVs, kitchen TVs, all kinds of TVs. So I'm all about the smart refrigerator. I appreciate that. Yeah. So if that's where you're getting it from, I hope it's where you're getting it from. But wherever you are, get the Nordies Podcast directly to your phone, your smart refrigerator, your bathroom, wherever it is, every single week. And it's for free. It's a great deal. Great deal. We're almost at the end of the year. We almost fulfilled our commitment of a whole year free. And we're in discussion with some people for next year about how we can bring it to you guys for free again.
Freer.
Yeah.
Actually,
we might even reduce the price a little bit.
I mean, yeah.
We might even pay you. No, I'm kidding. We won't.
We don't have money for that. Eric, don't talk about our budget on live podcasting. Jesus.
All right, guys. We have a really fresh beer in front of us. What are we drinking?
Okay. Yep. Northeast represent.
Yeah.
Indeed Brewing Fresh Hop Ale.
It's that, fresh hop season.
That good, good.
Oh, it is.
That's
good.
What it says on the front.
I know. It has a lot of words on it.
It's a lot of stuff in there. 4.9% ABV, so quite the paradigm from what we were drinking last
Everything
time.
Everything we've been drinking. All these big stouts are just all 9, 10, which is fine. It's fine. But
it's
it is nice
cool
to have like a really tasty, fresh beer at 5%. It's super good. And I've tried, so you know I love the wet or fresh hop beers. And I've tried a bunch of them, and this one has been my favorite this year.
It's been really good. Yeah. And it's just, here's their description of it. Ready?
Sure.
Sometimes simple is better. Ale brewed with fresh hops.
Yeah.
Done.
That's perfect.
I think what was hard about this, though, is that there were two Indeed fresh hop beers. One was a six-pack of the small cans, 12-ounce cans, is that what they are?
Yeah.
12-ounce cans, six-pack for...
kind of the standard. Yeah.
I'm not good with that kind of stuff.
It's 11.6.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were the 12-ounce cans. There were six of them.
As opposed to a tall boy, which everyone knows is 45 ounces.
It's 16, everyone. Right?
Yeah.
So the 12-ounce cans, six of them, they were $11.99, or the 16-ounce cans, four of them were $11.99 as well. They were different recipe fresh hop beers. I didn't know which one to get. Okay. I went with this one.
Yeah, no, this is the one I tried, and I like it.
It's really good. I saw a lot of people grabbing it at the liquor store.
Yeah, it's been out for a week or two, but it's still fresh.
But in the time that I was there, I saw numerous people grabbing this beer.
Ooh.
So I was like, all right, well, I guess I better go get that.
What's and the, they were getting their limit, so you grabbed all three, four packs.
Yeah. Just
what's the price point?
$11.99.
That's why.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the second four pack.
That is.
Yeah. It is. Exactly. That's exactly what we did this week.
I love
week.
How our second four pack keeps creeping up in price.
Creeping up. Yeah. We used to be like, second four pack, $7.99.
Yeah. That's a perfect second four pack. Now anything, $12 or under, it's a second
$12. What a fucking steal for regular beer.
And we're part of the problem.
Yeah, we are the problem. Are Damn it. We are the problem. We were
trying to be the voice of the people for a while, and now we're just literally enabling everyone to be like, yeah, that's a fine price.
Yeah, we drink $20 beers every single
time. We're telling you just to be crabby about it.
Yeah.
We're like, go get this overpriced beer. It's really tasty. It's super fucking expensive.
You'll love it.
And be annoyed.
Yeah.
Just like we are. All right, guys, here we go. It's time for Do We Care, your favorite segment of the week. We're going to dive right into it with The Boys from Amazon Prime.
I love TV. That show.
The Boys was really fun. It was a totally different show. I think that was my favorite part about it.
Kind of a surprise hit.
I know that people could say everything is a different show and that all the stories are different, but in reality, we've seen a lot of the stories told before.
Mm-hmm.
We have, and things are repetitive and things are not that far off of each other, and this seemed like something completely different to me. It was a story about superheroes that are corporate and kind of evil.
And suck.
Sometimes very evil.
And it was...
like if Superman was evil...
Yeah.
His name would be Homelander.
Yeah, right.
It was the opposite look at superheroes, and I loved it. It was awesome. It was a great show.
The budget was there. Carl Urban was fan-fucking-tastic. Best thing I've seen Carl Urban do ever, right?
I also thought the violence, like the
super hard R, gruesome shit.
The gruesome violence in it was, and I'm a person who hates gore. Like I'm so.
See, I like it when it's good because I'm like impressed.
I'm squeamish.
But if it's like a real YouTube video of somebody dying, I'm like, no, I'd never want to watch that.
I'm squeamish about fake gore and real gore. All gore, broken bones, cut skin, anything is really, really. I will be the first to admit that I cannot watch anything like that.
We know that.
Horror movies, anything like that, I can't do it. Game of Thrones, I'm constantly closing my eyes. And
especially in that last season.
This, I will say, this is the opposite. This kind of gore was the perfect kind. It looked real. The budget was there for the gore, but it was like people being chopped in half with like laser vision.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Because it was like funny.
It was fun. It was perfect. It was violent. It was dark. But it was like the kind of fictional world that violence worked the best in. So if you're like me and you're a little squeamish, The Boys is for you. It was a great show, and it was to date my favorite Amazon Prime show.
Well, like the
if you haven't seen Fleabag, so
besides that point,
yeah,
the scene, the airplane scene, I think was the most telling piece of how different this show is from everything else.
Yeah,
and without spoiling it, it was just sort of like, this is why Homelander, for all of his like corporate glory that he gets in the public eye, why he's actually like the worst character on the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll know it when you see it, if you haven't watched it. But go watch The Boys season one. Carl Urban, I think he like tweeted out or Instagram that he's wrapped on season two's filming or shooting, and that there's going to be like a mid 2020 debut for season two. So that's actually like that's a mark it on the calendar.
Kind of awesome. They must have got right into it.
Well, maybe they had like a lot of it written already because they knew they had a great show on their hands. And Amazon is not one to be shy about throwing money at projects that actually do well.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see what they come up with for season two.
Can't wait.
It seemed to me like the kind of show that was shopped to all of the giants. Everyone big probably had their opportunity at this, and Amazon gave it the most.
Probably.
Yeah. It was really good. Everyone should check this one out. If you don't have Amazon Prime in 2019, what's wrong with you? Other than the fact that you're battling...
Trying to be a good person.
You're battling the righteous cause of a world ruled and governed by Amazon.
Yeah, but we get to watch The Boys. So.
I, for one, welcome my new overlords.
Yeah. We're all going to be working for Amazon. We're all going to be governed by Amazon, and Amazon will... just be every part of our life.
I feel like Jerry from season 3 of Rick and Morty. Like, I showed up to work today and they gave me 3 medals and I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, that's going to be where we're at pretty soon.
All right. Next up, Taika Waititi is going to be producing, writing, and directing a show on FX called Reservation Dogs.
So, not a typo. It's not Reservoir Dogs.
Reservation
Which, Dogs. By the way, didn't you watch the other day, Reservoir Dogs?
No, I didn't.
Who watched that the other day and said it just does not hold up?
I wouldn't watch it.
Yeah.
Why?
Old mob movies are just...
It's not a mob movie.
It isn't?
It's kind of like a heist movie, yeah.
It's a heist, like triple, double, backstab, double cross.
So, this is... Reservation Dogs, and it's what? Give me the synopsis.
It's a series that will follow 4 teenagers in a Native American housing project in Oklahoma who commit petty crimes. And so, okay. On its face, that doesn't sound very interesting. But Taika, I feel like, is one of those directors and writers and producers that you need to keep an eye on the project.
So absolutely.
This isn't one of those things that we're saying this is a hard wreck right now.
If this was a random creative person coming up, we wouldn't be talking about it. But it's Taika Waititi. It's like, you got to check it out.
Here's my
idea.
We got to pay attention to it until we don't.
I do care about his next project, no matter what it is.
The tone is everything in this, okay?
I can tell the tone already.
Is everything. If it's serious, I'm out. If it's What We Do in the Shadows, but with 4 teens on a reservation committing petty crimes, I couldn't be more in.
Yeah, this might be great. It will be funny.
If it's funny, it will be funny and silly, I am 100% in.
I don't think he's going
to
write.
But it's on FX. And FX is moving to Hulu like exclusively or something? Is this going to be a Hulu show? Or is it all previous seasons?
I believe that FX is going to be a Hulu channel from now on.
So it's on Hulu. It's not on fucking... I don't know. I'm confused. We'll follow up, but I do care because it's Taika. I'm into it.
Exactly.
So Agreed. That was our next thing. FX on Hulu. Oh, we all care about Taika Waititi, and we all care about Reservation Dogs, even though the name is abomination.
Kind of bad.
Yeah.
If Hulu is moving or is taking FX, is that a problem for you guys?
I have Hulu now. I'm fine.
Do you think that there's going to have to be like a... We're going to have to like reset what we're doing with cable television and the price we pay for that?
Yes.
With so much good shit happening on a Hulu? Or is it going to be just you're getting these packages of Hulu and Netflix and things with your cable package?
I think we should save this because we have a Disney Plus segment coming up and it may come up. But I'm just going to buy everything except for CBS because fuck that shit.
Well, I was going to buy CBS and then I remembered I wasn't 70. Yeah,
exactly.
And even 70-year-olds don't know how to buy shit like
and
that.
And the so whole, like, no the, there's also a Peacock one. Fuck that one, too. But yeah, the rest of them,
that's not even in development. That's only, like, rumored to be being worked on.
You're right.
Because they don't give a shit because they're just going to keep selling The Office and Seinfeld all over the place. Like, why do we need a streaming service? People are just going to buy our shit for $500 million.
If we have a streaming service, we can't sell it anymore. We have to host
exactly.
it. So
They're like, well, we'll just sell everything.
All right, we're going to do a lightning round of some funny people. We're going to start with Bill Murray, who is confirmed to be in Ghostbusters 2020.
Hopes are low, but it helps that he's in it. That's all I have. I mean, I don't care.
Will you see it?
For free.
I mean, if it's great, yeah.
No,
so, but it's not.
But
going
we're
to
not
going to
see it.
There's a 20% chance I'll see it in. There's a 10% chance I'll see it in theaters. A 95% chance I'll see it at some point.
I bet you guys one can of a 4-pack that was expensive that I buy because I know you'll do it. If I bet you anything more, that you won't watch this movie.
That was so convoluted. I'm not even sure what I'm betting on. I'll take the beer and watch the movie.
Of one can. Of a 4-pack that I get.
Yeah.
Because if I bet you anything more, you would do it for the beer.
Hold on. Are Jimbo and I splitting a can if I watch the movie at his house?
You can have one can.
Okay. So, Jimbo, we'll watch the movie at your house on Eric's beer.
Okay. Sounds great.
There you go. No, I don't care.
No, don't care.
I like Bill
Murray.
Literally
couldn't care less.
I like Bill Murray more as a folk legend.
Yeah.
Than I like him as anything
else. In any kind of movie.
I want him photobombing weddings
but I don't care about him in a movie. The only thing that would get me excited is they're like, Rick Moranis is coming back for Ghostbusters 2020. I'd be like, well, now we're talking.
Get you going.
Yeah,
now I think that like Bill Murray.
Well, he's got a vacuum shop and receivership.
Like the thing.
Can you keep going? That was actually pretty good. Let's not interrupt this impression. How dare you interrupt a Barter impression?
All I really want from Bill Murray is like a reality show where like HBO just follows Bill Murray around as he just does like Bill Murray shit.
You know, it's funny. So Jeff Goldblum is essentially Bill Murray as well, right? So like they're quirky, they're older, they are beloved. And he did a show like that. He has a show like that. So Bill Murray might be next.
If Bill Murray and Jeff Goldblum just hung out for like 3 weeks and they just filmed it, I would watch that show.
Yeah.
And like they, just did, they just did.
But which one of them's gay?
They're both gay, obviously.
All right, next up, Jamie Foxx.
Okay, Bert.
Is going to be in a movie called Soul by Disney Pixar.
Yeah. Well, the trailer came out. The teaser trailer came out for the new Disney Pixar movie called Soul. It's like, you know, this jazz, up-and-coming jazz guy dies or something, and then he becomes a ghost. And it literally looks like Coco and Inside Out and every movie I've ever seen. It just looks boring, and I'm sorry, I don't care.
It's going to be like a 96 on Rotten Tomatoes, and I'm never going to see it in a theater no matter what. And
I'll see it when it gets on Disney Plus, yeah.
On Disney Plus when I'm really bored.
Perfect.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Maybe because we have kids, Jimbo.
Yeah,
we might
together.
We might end up... Yeah, we share a couple spawn. We might end up watching it at some point because of Disney Plus, but I don't really have any intention to go out and like seek this movie out.
To be fair, I'm like never excited about Pixar movies from their first trailers. I like thought Frozen was like literally looked like a joke. I was like, dude, is this DreamWorks? What
still,
is this?
Still haven't seen it.
It's damn good.
I'm so excited that I haven't seen it. I want to be that guy forever.
So it's probably going to be good, but I don't care.
All right, guys. Next up, Seth Meyers did a comedy special for Netflix in Minneapolis.
Yeah. I think it was at the Pantages, maybe.
Do we care about this?
I watched it, and I liked it, and it's worth watching. It's pretty good.
I don't think Seth Meyers is funny at all.
No, but he is in this. He is funny. He just has... This was him taking 6 months to write a stand-up, and so it was all his best jokes.
Is this
and he's
him?
A good writer. He's been a writer. He is a writer more than a performer.
That's how he got his start on SNL.
He wrote and wrote and wrote before he ever got to do anything.
Is it like Weekend Update? Because if it was
that's
just,
what I was just gonna
if it
ask.
Was just Seth Meyers Weekend Update.
No, it's personal stories. It's his life. His wife, you know, gave birth in a hotel lobby, and it's just like he's got stories.
If I was watching
but
Seth Meyers,
it's the shout outs to Minneapolis that you're going to care about. He fucks with St. Paul, which we all love. He's like, you know, I say the Twin Cities, but I've never been to St. Paul, and I don't plan to go. And it's like, yes. So, yeah, it's worth watching for the local angle, and it's definitely an above average stand up. And I watch a lot of stand up, like every fucking stand up, and this one is worth watching.
All right.
So it's actually a hot wreck. Snuck in. So I care.
Wow. So. I'm going to only watch it if I'm really desperate.
Hard pass.
You're going to like it, dude.
I love Minneapolis as much as anyone.
And you hate St. Paul as much as anyone.
I don't hate St. Paul. I just know that St. Paul is a ghost town. Like, St. Paul is like The Dictator. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
Where like they have like fake grocery stores and shit.
Yeah.
Like that's what St. Paul is to me. It's just like
it's weird.
It's a ghost town. You're like, oh, this is the capital.
It's
look
like
at all these big buildings.
Four homeless people live in there
How
and nobody
is
else.
No one on the streets at any time ever of the day in this beautiful city.
Everything closes at 9.
Everything is closed and no one is here and no one is outside and everyone is inside with their windows shut.
Unless it's a wild game. State of hockey, baby.
All right. Next up we have this is probably going to be terrible. A new Scream movie is in production now.
I tried to watch the original Scream movie back like a couple weeks ago. Actually, on Halloween night, I tried to watch
it. Did you enjoy Rose McGowan at all?
I don't think I made it that far. I think I turned it off after like the first scene of like talking on the phone and then getting stabbed in the yard. Yeah. And Drew Barrymore started it, right? which was kind of crazy to see. Like, I'm sure it was very shocking to audiences at the time to have like a big star like Drew Barrymore die instantly. But the movie isn't good. This won't be good. I don't care.
Don't care. Don't see it. Don't care.
Zero chance I see this.
Okay.
I wouldn't see this if there was a $5 gift card you got for watching it.
I did watch like the new Halloween, so I'm not going to say that I won't see this. Like, I might watch it, but I'm not excited for it.
Anyway, moving on.
Next up, Dune sequel. Hey. We haven't even got Dune yet, and we're getting a Dune sequel announcement already.
Can we let Ryan pronounce the director's name? Because I can't get it right.
Dennis?
What?
No.
It's Dude.
Denis Villeneuve.
Stop.
That's V-I-L-L.
Denis Villeneuve.
Villeneuve. It's French.
He's a beast. The guy's unbelievable. Yeah. Yes, I know. I don't know how to speak shit. He's great. So this is going to be, I think it's going to be really good.
You pretend speak Italian. It's like,
yeah, basically Italian is so different than French.
No, but like you don't say.
Italian is like Spanish.
You don't say like, I'm trying to think of a word that would be similar, but like they're both Latin based. So like a lot of the pronunciations are similar.
That sounded like total bullshit.
No, it's not.
So, are you excited about Dune? This one that's coming out from Denis Villeneuve.
I am excited. You still fucked it up, but I am excited. It's Villeneuve.
Oh shit!
I am excited, and I'm excited because he's involved. I'm excited because it's a cool sci-fi pick. The only thing I'm worried about is that Blade Runner didn't do great.
True.
Which I think is a phenomenal movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love that movie. It is boring and slow at some points, but I love the story itself, but it's not appealing to a wide audience. And the only people that loved the movie Dune are like my dad's age because they were super into that. And that was also a very limited audience.
And the,
like,
the book is really boring. I mean, I get that it's a sci-fi classic, but it's hard to get through.
The spice and all that shit. Like,
and
it's
the different, you know, it's like the prequels of Star Wars. It's just like, this group is trying to politic on this faction, and it's like, okay.
The Trade Federation. Like, I'm worried that this movie is going to derail his career a little bit in that I don't think it bridges the gap between like old sci-fi fans and young sci-fi fans. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the audience is there. So I'm wondering if they're like, yeah, we're going to try and push this as a sequel because we want people to think that this is going to be awesome and it's going to be like a franchise.
What if they gave Denis a one-off Star Wars movie?
Done.
Would you be hype?
It would be great, but it couldn't be part of the like canon movies. It would have to be, I know canon's not the right word. Well,
it is exactly the right word.
But like it can't be part of like the actual series. It would have to be one of their one-off movies.
Yeah, it's a one-off.
That's really dark one-off movie.
So if he did, for the sake of argument,
Rogue One.
If he did like the Obi-Wan backstory or whatever you want to call it.
A darker one than Obi-Wan, but
they're doing that, and it's coming to Disney Plus, I believe.
Sorry, okay.
But that kind of thing.
Similar to that, yeah.
Like, that's what I would do.
The Greedo movie. It's going to be awesome. Dude, I care about this. I'm excited. They must believe in it if they're giving him a green light on a second Dune movie already, which I didn't even know there needed to be two.
Is he going to direct it, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Rapid fire superhero round.
Oh.
Okay, do we care? First up, Loki's TV show on Disney Plus featuring Tom Hiddleston will connect directly to Doctor Strange 2 with our guy Benedict Cumberbatch. Do we care? I'm going to start because I haven't started all day.
Yeah.
I'm saying absolutely yes, I do care. I love the fact that Disney Plus is trying to make the things essential on their channel.
Yes.
I like that. And I think that that's what moviegoers have been dying for, whether they know it or not, is a connection, a multi-part connection to the stories that they can go dive deeper into. And they can do it on this new streaming service. I really like it. I love the idea that I can watch multiple episodes for a small fee and that it will connect to the movies and it will just give me more context and content. So I'm in on this. I think Loki is an average character. I think
Loki is a slightly above average character. Sure. Hawkeye is an average character.
Okay. And
Hawkeye is a below average. Shit, man. Who's an average character? Black Widow.
Yeah.
Is an average character.
Who's the flying
Hulk.
Guy?
Hulk is an average character.
Who's the Hulk is below average.
Who's the flying guy that became Captain America?
He's way, 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 way below.
Oh, Falcon is below, yeah, well okay. below.
Falcon is a zero.
Yeah. he's the below.
Oh, the actual zero is Vision. Yeah. But in this, I think I like it. I'm excited about it. I like Cumberbatch. And if he's on TV in any role, even if just for one episode, I appreciate that connection and that effort by Disney. I'm going to say I care.
Okay. Counter argument to that. Okay. I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate in that Disney knows Loki as a character overall is not viable long term in the Marvel franchise,
mm-hmm.
aside from like, really just a side piece in the Thor story, right?
Right.
Kind of was a main character initially, but then was kind of a one-trick pony, and they realized he can't be in this long-term. And so they got rid of him, theoretically, like initially
yeah.
in Endgame, or right. Excuse me, Infinity War. And they realized like it's just not going to work. And so now what they're doing is they're like, well, we're going to shoehorn this in and we're going to make it part of Doctor Strange 2. So you're going to have to watch this. Even though the show is probably going to be average, you're going to get a couple Easter eggs that are going to tie into Doctor Strange 2. So I feel like that's a little bit of a bullshit move by Disney Plus or by Disney in general
mm-hmm.
to just be like, well...
But you better watch it, guys.
We're going to put this article out on Tech Dirt because it's going to make you... have to or feel like you have to watch this show, even though it's like the story's like half baked and whatever, and just Tom Hiddleston's gonna have his hair slicked back and he's gonna do stupid Loki things.
Yeah.
Right. And you're gonna be like, well, this show isn't really worth it. But they're like,
Tom Hiddleston to me is overrated anyways.
For sure. And they're gonna be like, but you got these like two little Easter eggs and now these are important. So I agree with Eric's assessment. It is gonna be essential to the Marvel universe. But I also think it's bullshit on the part of Disney to be like, we force this article out so that you feel like you need to keep Disney Plus until the Loki show comes out so that you get the Easter eggs so you can watch Doctor Strange 2 and get it all.
Eric's most excited for WandaVision, which collectively is a one.
I'm just going to tell you that.
With a zero plus one.
I'm not trying to like air anyone's business on this pod, but like in all reality... Barter has like a really nice job and so does his wife. Disney Plus is $6.99 a month. Like, chill out, dude. You got this.
No. I'm not saying that.
You're like wealthy.
Yeah, fuck you. Fucking like, proletariat bitch.
You're like smart and make lots of money. Like, Disney Plus is no problem.
First of all,
you know how much snowblowers are?
We pay $600 a week in like childcare, so it's not sure. Like I don't have a Scrooge.
That will wreck you quick. I
don't have a Scrooge McDuck tower where I'm swimming in my gold coins laying around the place. So when you add it all up between like if I got to get FX on Hulu, I got Netflix, I got HBO Now, I got
you're gonna have to dump Plus, Comcast.
Well, Comcast isn't offering us
anything.
Never going to happen.
They're not offering us anything.
Comcast is long gone from my life.
It'll be back.
As soon as there's like a sports streaming service that's like all sports games for $20 a month, I'm gonna never need cable.
That would never happen.
YouTube TV. They have every sports game I could possibly want to watch.
All right, we'll talk after
the
pod.
Anyway.
All right, guys.
Also, that was a really like weird attack on me.
Oh, was it an attack? It was a compliment.
For my really like I thought my point was pretty solid.
I just
and
meant
you're like, fuck you, you're fucking rich, you prick. Yeah. What are you complaining about $7 for?
All right, here we go. Andy Serkis is going to be he's in talks to be Alfred in the new the Batman movie. Do we care?
Oh, he's got lots of money. He's rich. What does he need to play the?
Yeah, no shit. I can't believe he's taking this role. What a pussy. Yeah, I mean, I think he'll be good. You also got Colin Farrell, probably going to be Penguin, who is not going to be nearly as good as who we wanted, Jonah Hill. But Jonah Hill apparently is uppity as hell now, wants more money, and he turned it down.
I just hope that Colin Farrell plays the exact same character he played in the Harry Potter series. I'm kidding. That was a terrible character.
So forgettable.
I'm a little worried about. I was like, what was he?
He was like the fake version of Grindelwald.
Yeah. And, in the first one.
And
in the
he first was one. Like not good. I'm a little worried about him. I thought after a really disappointing season two of True Detective, mm-hmm. I was team Colin Farrell. He was like the thing that kept that show afloat. And
he was good.
And since then, I don't know what he's done. I'm kind of worried about this.
Ray Velcoro was his name in the show.
That was good. Yeah, man, what happened to him? He was great in Bruges. Go watch that, I guess. But I guess I don't care.
Don't care.
All right, last one. Mighty Ducks getting a reboot on Disney Plus. Do we care?
No.
No. It's going to be stupid as fuck.
I only care
right?
if it's like Minnesota-centric. If they were just like, yes, naming Minnesota towns and hockey teams. Oh my God, the Mighty Ducks played against Edina High School. And they played in the state them. Hockey tournament. You know, like, if that's the only way they could get me. Mighty Ducks were like a Minnesota thing before they...
Fulton Reed is on the all-hair tournament.
Yes.
Team.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I need. If we could do that, if it was like
that was
if
nice.
It was like made for Minnesota, I would be all on board. I think it's going to be bad. I don't care.
Agreed.
Don't care.
But
that was easy.
A lot of Disney Plus here for us. We're going to dive into our big picture today.
Because it's literally coming out tomorrow. So Tuesday when of we're, this week. Yeah,
when you're listening this to this, it's out. It's already
it's
out.
It's out. It's out. Go
Disney
go
Plus
sign
is already
up.
Out. Here's the thing. With Disney Plus, for $6.99 a month, you get all their original content, including The Mandalorian, a show that everyone seems to be really excited about. I know we're really excited about it. We have been for months.
It's 94% of the reason that we want to get Disney Plus.
All the Marvel movies, like 20-plus Marvel movies, are all on there. I'm excited about that.
I'm actually more excited about all the Star Wars movies because they've been very hard to find.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I'm not going to Best Buy and picking up DVDs these days. Thank you. Like, where is it streaming?
Thank you, Gunjumper. I was ready to get to Star Wars, but before, I was just saying we have all of these...
I jumped the gun in the last one. It was only time for someone else
yeah,
to
do
it.
We do have all of these Marvel movies, and I have agreed to watch one Marvel movie every 2 weeks. For whatever 40 some weeks of the year.
So should we start this week?
Are you going in order?
Yeah, I think we need to go in order starting with Iron Man 1.
Iron Man 1. But isn't it incredible? We'll have to look it up.
It's Iron Man 1.
Okay.
It's the first one.
Okay.
So I think we need to start with that. You have 2 weeks to watch every one of them, and every 2 weeks we'll give you
our... In a cave with a box of scraps?
Yeah.
Yes. Love it.
Yes.
Iconic.
It's I want an movie. American cheeseburger.
This is a great movie.
This is why you like Iron Man.
I love
Iron
Man.
Because what was his American cheeseburger that he wanted?
The
BK
King,
single, dude.
I love Burger King. And I love Iron Man, and I love America.
So we need to hop into
I had to hit the table. I know we're not supposed to, but I had to. It was too good. I love America because of a BK cheeseburger.
So we get Iron Man first, but we're going to watch all of the Marvel movies. And then, like you said, you made a great point. You just jumped the gun a little bit. We have all the Star Wars movies. And at least recently, you can see that Disney Plus has been prepping for this, and they have pulled Star Wars from everything possible except
I think
for
other
Solo.
Than the last Jedi and Solo were still on Netflix. The last
That's
I looked.
It.
Yeah.
But they've pulled everything. And
it's on YouTube TV.
It's been really hard to find the Star Wars movies.
Most of the content curated by the Paul brothers, actually, so that's great.
So we are excited, though, to see the Star Wars movies, especially with Rise of Skywalker coming out in a month or so.
Which we now, or officially, can we just admit we're actually excited for?
Oh,
1,000%.
I've been excited about it always.
Like, we deny, and then
we're
accept.
Like, yeah, it's going to be kind of cool. No, it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, so Disney Plus is here. What, you know, also The Simpsons is on there, which I will watch zero episodes.
Because never.
The Simpsons haven't been funny in about 15 years, maybe 20 years.
And then you go to try to watch the old ones, you're like,
oh, Oh, I really liked this episode.
It had memorable moments. It's culturally important. All those things are true. I'll just watch Rick and Morty, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah. So they have all these things. They have all the Disney movies. They are going to have some cool original content, especially Marvel series and probably some Star Wars series. Mandalorian, though, is really the reason that we're excited about this. A big budget Disney Star Wars movie or you know, pretty much movie, but TV show
long
that's going to be out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, these are the things that we're excited about. Will this change and will this compete with the streaming services that are already out there?
I think so, and here's why. One, it has a large breadth of audience, right? Mm-hmm. So this will appeal to even people my age who have nostalgic visions of older Disney movies. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to introduce my kids to The Lion King. You know what I mean? And I have a four-year-old. It's probably about time we can start watching some like cool Disney movies. But then I also want to watch the Star Wars movies. I want to go back and watch all the Marvel movies. I want to see, obviously, the new content. To say that like the Mandalorian is the flagship of this whole enterprise is probably underselling the amount of content that they have previously. Like, a lot of their IP is still really good, mm-hmm. right? And then you just have a wide breadth of things that you know you enjoyed, right? I mean, from back in the day. So it's a cool spread of stuff that you have watched and liked. So a little bit of new stuff here sprinkled in, but like Netflix has one good show for every 20 horrible shows, right? I mean, you spend more time searching for a show that you want to watch on Netflix than you do actually like watching the show.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's I do all these JC3s constantly with all these Netflix shows, and I just like, I can't even get through three of them sometimes.
It gets tiring.
Yeah. Or, and so, like, yes, there's a lot of garbage on there.
And depending on what you've watched previously, you might not find anything that you think is like good for that evening, like, you know, for mm-hmm. like a Friday evening or whatever, if you're not doing anything. And
that
so
being
like,
said, I appreciate that there's new stuff on Netflix, and I don't know that there's going to be that much new stuff on Disney Plus. We know that there's quite a few shows announced.
Yeah.
I don't much care about any of the Marvel stuff, although I may literally end up watching all of it if it's
good. I think you will watch a lot of it.
Well, keep in mind, guys, I didn't watch much of the Netflix Marvel stuff. I tried every single show, like I said I will, and I
tried
to
all
that.
Of them.
And I watched all of them, at least three episodes of each. They were all bad and boring and samey, and I think that's going to be the same way here. And I don't really watch old stuff, man. There's too much new content out there now, these days, for me to go watch some of my favorite old movies. So,
but
we'll see.
But
I'm going to get through Mandalorian. I want it to be great. And then if they have the Ewan McGregor thing coming out for Obi-Wan, I'll watch that too. But
with Billy and Mac,
yeah,
you would definitely, if they were like, Dad, we want to watch Aladdin, you'd be like, boom,
yeah,
fire that thing
hell
up.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, yes.
And they're like, we love that one. What's another good one? And you're like,
well, Jungle Book, baby. Bam.
Jungle Book, let's do it. Beauty and the Beast, let's do it. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? You can just go through a bunch of these things and you'll be a little bit bored probably watching it because you've seen it.
But that's that other angle, yeah. For the
kids. At the same time, you're like, I watched this when I was a kid, and now I'm watching it with my kids, and they loved it.
No one would be bored watching Aladdin.
No. And I'm not saying that. I'm saying that
my kids get kind of bored. We'll see.
No, but I'm saying,
I think they'll love it, though, yeah.
And maybe it's in like a year, right? But I'm saying that there is a definite crossover audience that Netflix doesn't necessarily have consistently.
Yeah.
And true. I think Disney Plus carries that for half the price.
Yeah.
Per month.
For me, I see myself retaining Disney Plus and Amazon Prime and Netflix for the very foreseeable future.
Yes.
For sports, I will probably continue to keep Comcast. It's unbelievable for sports. It has everything. It is very expensive. I get that.
I plan
it's,
on
you know,
drowning
times
myself
more
in
the other ones, but
in paying for content, I feel like being content poor.
Yeah.
Like house poor?
You're content poor?
Content poor.
Worth it.
Totally worth it.
Don't you want to be entertained in your life?
I want to be entertained. Are you not entertained? Yes, I am.
Hulu is
I
optional
have
for me. They don't have much good stuff, so it's whatever. But yeah, I mean, I think Disney Plus is now going to jump into right into the mix. I mean, it's going to jump right in. There's other places. There's like I mentioned, streaming services earlier that just aren't going to grab anybody. Who cares about CBS? Who cares about NBC's coming up?
Guys, I already paid the $69.
Showtime has one. You already pay what?
$69.99. I already did it.
Yeah, no, I bought it for the year.
Year.
Disney
Done.
Plus. Yeah,
Done.
I bought it for the year.
Same.
You did it too?
I'm in.
Oh my God, I love it.
Done.
I would like to rewind to like a year ago when we're all like, dude, we ain't getting this dumb shit.
Dumb. It's gonna be stupid.
And then we all collectively just spent $220.
The mouse gets richer.
All right, here we go. Hot Rex.
Let's do it.
Hot Rex. We don't have a bunch this week, but we have Rick and Morty back for season 4. I really hope I got that right.
Yeah.
Season 4. 4.1, what'd you think? A classic, right?
They come up with some of the most creative ways to tell stories that haven't been done while also recycling, like throwing back to some bits. Mm-hmm. But then they also call themselves out for we're not going to just do a throwback, Morty.
They go a little meta, yeah.
Yeah, and it's
great.
Did they
get too meta on it? That was maybe my only ding. Was it like, if they're jumping meta shark now, where can they go necessarily?
No, I think
something happens, they're like, so, by the way, that means the timeline is reset and we can continue with the show anyways. I'm like, all right.
No, I think they were just doing it as like, we've been gone for a while.
Yeah.
So let's bring everyone back.
And they're all yelling at the end and they're like, yeah, Summer, you ruined the season.
You ruined it. Yeah.
Season
God
4 premiere.
Damn it, Summer. Yeah. And I think it was just like, we're gonna hit all of the high notes and just like let everyone know we're aware of all of these things. Mm-hmm. We're going to call it out in the episode, literally like almost like breaking the fourth wall.
Did you stay through the credits?
No.
Go back and watch it.
Oh, damn.
Worth it. Changes the entire episode and actually makes it so much better.
So, but overall, the episode was hilarious.
I'm so psyched it's back.
It was like brilliant writing. It was comedically and like visually super entertaining the entire time. I was captivated.
Oh, yeah.
And I love, like, Rick is the most, like, complex character. Like, they have this sandbox for him to just make him into anything they want to, and they can explain it away with, like, the multiverse
and science.
Angle of it, and it all fucking works. And I don't
know
if
he dies, and you're like, oh, shit.
Like,
and
he's
it's
not
like,
dead.
Dude, don't worry about it.
We got a hologram.
He's got clones that it can then get his memory uploaded. He's fine.
And he's a wasp.
Yeah,
like, it's just incredible. Yeah, like the way that they do it. And then it was like every episode every reality he was spawning into was like a fascist dictator.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And he was like.
And then he'd be like, Hail Wasp Hitler?
Hail Wasp Hitler?
And they're like,
what the
what?
Fuck? Why would you say that? Like,
it's like, damn it, this is
God. Yeah. In the other three realities I was spawned into, it was a fascist. Why is that the default?
Yeah. Like, is that becoming the default?
Fantastic.
Eric, so what'd you think of it? Oh, yeah, never mind.
Didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Should I?
All right. It's a hot wreck, so if the audience should watch it, you should probably watch it.
Not only is it, it's a heavy hot wreck.
Okay.
It's a
hot wreck. Okay, let me ask you a question, all right? This is a serious question.
Yeah.
If you guys had to recommend one show that I didn't watch, all right, I'm going to give you a few choices here.
Breaking Bad, and we can stop talking.
Rick and Morty, Breaking Bad, The Sopranos, The Wire,
Breaking Bad.
Wow. Well, after all this Rick and Morty talk, now I feel like it wasn't.
Well, I mean, you could knock out Morty, and you'd probably enjoy it more quickly. So maybe that first. But like Breaking Bad, I mean,
okay,
it might
okay.
be too late for you on that though. I don't even know.
It might be too dated.
I don't know. I don't think so.
It's not too dated.
I think you would watch the first two seasons of Breaking Bad and say, you guys, I'm really pissed that I didn't watch this show earlier. I think that's how quality of a television show it is.
I watched the first season of it.
Yeah, that, okay.
You should have continued.
Yeah. All right, next up.
I watched the first season of Game of Thrones and then gave up.
End of the fucking World, season 2, came out on Netflix.
You guys haven't watched this, so I'll just be quick with it,
I watched like maybe 3 episodes of it.
It's
it was
cute.
Okay.
It's cute. But it's dark.
It's really
dark.
It's
very graphic sometimes.
Yeah, it's pretty.
There was a knife stab in the neck that I don't think you'd appreciate.
I don't like
and then they flash back a lot to it because it's a very pivotal moment.
Yeah, I think I'm out.
It's a British show.
I'm out.
It's dark and cute and awesome, and it takes you damn 2 hours. Like, dude, it's about as long as like a fucking Martin Scorsese movie. So just go watch the entire series, and you'll enjoy it more than that. So. I wrecked the second season. I like the first season a little bit better, but second season was also good. Yeah, man, that's all I can say about End of the Fucking World. It's worth watching.
I think I'm going to skip it.
Yeah, it feels like a JC only show.
It's really short, though. It's short.
Like, yeah, no, is it's, like, yeah, episodes it's are good, really and it's fast. Really, like, Jimbo. The music is amazing. Like, it's beautiful to watch. The shots are cool, and they're, like, long, and the decisions are interesting, and it's, there's more to watch than just, like, the very kind of minimal story. It's, like, an experience a little bit.
Quick question.
It's, like, it's artsy and indie, and I like it.
Better or worse than Fleabag?
Oh, much worse.
Okay. Then that's a hard pass for me.
But Fleabag's like top of the pile, man. I mean, this is like still top of the pile. It's just like a little ways down.
I don't
down.
Have time for a much worse show than Fleabag.
Okay. We can't get him to get through Dark, so what's this
like? I know.
I'm on shit, episode dude. 3 of season 2.
That's where it was
You
last
should
week.
Be flying through
I'm
this.
Work. It's 1 hour and 9 minutes per episode now. Like, right, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Instead of going through all the shows we've been going through every single week, let's go through order of operations. The shows okay. you watch in order currently, what is the most critical to watch of all the essential television that's on in late fall, early winter time here.
This may sound difficult, but I think it's pretty easy.
Okay.
I overall.
I mean, really there's easy. Like about 4, I think, right now that we watch.
Let's include Mandalorian, as it will be out by the time that this
Well,
drops.
I thought you said let's do what we would do pre-Mandalorian and then post-Mandalorian.
Okay, that's fair.
Well, I can't wait to watch the first episode of Mandalorian. I mean, like, if that's out, I'll just watch that first.
The
and then
first
jump
episode
else.
Of Mandalorian, I think, trumps everything else.
Yes.
I'm going to say right now, Mr. Robot is my top of the heap.
Agreed.
Followed by His Dark Materials, which I've only watched one, but I have a feeling that Watchmen might pass that up. Yeah. His Dark Materials was a little sketchy on episode 1, and I was really disappointed because I thought it was going to be like must watch television. Yeah. It may still get there.
It may still be.
But as of episode 1, I was like, oh, I already watched this movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Watchmen at 3, and nothing else is even a close 4.
So it's Rick and Morty at 4, Robot. Okay, no, wait. I actually have The Good Place at 5, Rick and Morty at 4, Mr. Robot at 3, I'm so sorry, but it feels a little bit like an obligation at this point when I'm so excited by His Dark Materials at 2, and Watchmen has officially taken the number one spot. It is an incredible show. Watch the 4th episode.
They it seems
blew
crazy.
Up the entire like world
it
and
seems
made
crazy
it like,
to me
such a
that.
Big story.
It seems crazy because last week you were like, Mr. Robot, this was insane. This was a work of art.
And then I watched the next episode and I'm like, wait, did I watch this episode already? And I'm like, no, this is a new one. I'm telling you, it is a little bit samey. You have to admit, compared to like the dynamics of Watchmen, which is like in any episode they can go any direction and it's crazy.
I think
and it's memorable
was,
and it's exciting.
What was tough about
There's
Robot
new characters
this week,
and,
spoiler free, was that they've come up with a plan for weeks and weeks and weeks, right?
Yes,
they've been building a plan, and now the snags. The things, the unexpected yes. has come into place.
And you're kind of like,
and you're kind of like, shit, I just wanted it. To see the plan.
I know. That's it. That's
I agree.
You're right. Actually, that's kind of perfect.
That's what it is. They came up with a plan.
And of course, it can't go smooth.
You were
you
excited
get
to see the plan go smoothly. And then it was just like any show or any movie where then all the problems that they didn't see coming pop up and all the delays and all the reasons that they won't be able to execute the plan the way that they wanted to. And you're frustrated because you're on their team and you just mm-hmm. want it to go smoothly and you want to see if their plan worked.
Yeah.
But everything can't work perfectly. So I think that this episode was frustrating intentionally because it was trying to say, yep, they had everything planned out, but life doesn't work that way.
Well, yeah. And I get that.
And then, well, and not only that, like you, in your brain, after 3 seasons of Mr. Robot, 3.5 seasons, you have this idea of what you maybe want to see or like what your vision in your own head, like even when you're reading a book, you're like, I kind of have a notion of where this should go. Whereas, Watchmen is fresh content, right? So you kind of have no idea where this is going to go. So you're constantly being surprised at what it's going to bring. So maybe that's a little bit more appealing to someone as yourself who's, I would consider like a TV and film critic savant, right? Ooh. And you're looking at it from the lens of like, I want the freshest, newest
yeah.
thing that's going
to
bring
thing
me the...
is shiny to me right now.
Right, but yeah. when with Mr. Robot, you're sort of like, I've played a lot of these games before. am I, do I have a lot of stake in this, knowing that this is the, sort of the finale, right, of everything, like wrapping up? And do I have a vision for that? Maybe it's conflicting with what Sam's vision is, and it's not quite, you know, the expectation isn't quite there. Whereas Watchmen, you're like, just buckle me into the ride, and I just want to go, you know, take me wherever you want to.
Yep.
So right. Anyway, my order, I don't think I gave my order. Mr. Robot, Watchmen, Rick and Morty, His Dark Materials, and The Good Place.
The Good Place, number one must watch right away?
No, in reverse order.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
one to five.
There. Yeah, okay.
All right, guys, so we're going to move into the final segment of today, and we're going to start with a question I have for you guys.
Ooh.
Thanksgiving.
Yes, the best.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Best, underrated by a lot. It's the best holiday of all time.
I mean, I don't know if it's the best holiday of all time.
It's all food, all booze, all football, no gifts, no bullshit. You literally usually get Friday off. I hope you guys do.
I get the whole week off.
Yeah, you're good to go.
I'm good to go.
It's always on Thursday. It always sets up, it should, for most people, set up a four-day weekend every single time.
My problem with Thanksgiving is that the food is bullshit.
Thanksgiving has the turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy are the best. What do you prefer, a ham, like a spongy ass ham?
Sure.
Gross.
Turkey bullshit.
You suck.
I'm going to go with...
Well, we've already talked about this. The turkey should be a side piece, even though it's like the main event.
Yeah, that's bad.
Mashed potatoes.
Stuffing.
They're all elite.
All the other dishes.
Everything
are great.
Else.
Green bean casserole.
You could literally serve me Thanksgiving dinner without turkey, and I would be just as happy. Like, I don't feel like I'm missing anything.
I agree.
With the turkey. However, as far as the Thanksgiving holiday, my new job, we're kind of dependent on like Black Friday being a big deal.
Oh, no.
So my job is a little more dependent.
Are you working Friday?
I'm working Thursday and Friday.
You're working on like full days?
Do you get any days off?
I'm like going into the office
on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving Day. Because
shit
needs to be up and running.
Wow.
So
it's rough.
Now you hate this holiday. It's a big
Thanksgiving. No, I don't hate
it.
Garbage.
I don't hate it.
Thanksgiving. Do you get paid
garbage.
Like double time
Eric,
or something?
Shut
you
up.
Just changed my mind with that thing right there. It's become more about consumers than about family and football and food. So fuck Thanksgiving.
Only your family sucks. If your family's like, well, we're having a good time here, but I'm going to go try to get a cheap TV, then suck. And it's your fault and not Thanksgiving's fault.
I don't, maybe they listen, so yes. I'm not going to say anything.
Eric, and you're right. You're punishing the holiday incorrectly for consumerism. Consumerism is your biggest problem, not the holiday itself.
The holiday has been hijacked. It's over. All right, here we go. Hang it or bang it. I've got two of each today.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Okay.
So I've only got one hang it.
I have one bang it, and so this will actually even out. Let's go.
Okay, so I'm going to start, okay? Let's start with, what do you want, hang or bang?
I have a bang and not a hang.
Let's go hang first.
All right,
let's
hang. Things to hang. I'm going to give you one first. I'm going to hang pumpkin pie. I'm trying to go themed, okay? Holiday themed. I did some Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm doing Thanksgiving. Pumpkin pie. Hang it. Most overrated pie. It's not even good. Yeah. It has to be like loaded with whipped cream for it even to be even
most
close
things
to
can be good when loaded with whipped cream.
And it's like mushy. Like
I bet you could probably
weird.
Eat dog food with enough whipped cream. Do you think you could?
Yeah, it's called pumpkin pie, which is fucking dog food. It is. Pumpkin pie is dog food. It's not good. No one has ever really truly liked pumpkin pie. You eat it out of obligation.
I still prefer it to pecan pie.
Same shit.
All right.
Pumpkin
thank you.
Pie
thank
is
you,
fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Don't need it. Don't want it. Not a fan of it anymore.
Okay, quick question. What pie would you substitute?
Apple pie all day, every day.
Apple pie with a Dutch crumble is fantastic.
Apple pie is
a bunch of ice cream.
Is an 8.5.
Scoop of cream on there and you're good to go.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Warm. It's got to be warm and the ice cream melts
so
into
So I'm going to just quick make my hang at pecan pie then because I didn't have one and it fucking sucks, dude. What is it? It's like a just liquid sugar, right?
Sure. Eric, do you want to go? You got more.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Things that bang. Talking politics. With your uninformed, uninteducated, racist drunkles. I actually prefer this. Oh, I like this. I like this opportunity to fucking put people in their place.
Do you have drunkles?
Oh, for sure I do. I have family from the South. I have family who has no idea what they're talking about. I have family who constantly talks about their love of the Constitution and says racist things and all kinds of bullshit. I fucking love duking it out with these people. Thanksgiving is a blessing in the fact that it gives me an opportunity to argue about politics, to call people racist, to fight with family, and I am forever thankful for this opportunity. So fighting about politics, I'm in.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. I guess that's cool.
I mean, it sounds horrible, but yeah, it's fine. It
doesn't sound very fun. Maybe that's why you don't enjoy fucking Thanksgiving.
No, I like Thanksgiving. I'm a psycho Thanksgiving fan. I think it might be overrated, but I'm a big old Thanksgiving fan.
You just wanted to hang all of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I'm going to go. This one's way off topic.
Yeah, so is mine. Later.
But it needs to be said. So, sorry, that was loud. I keep seeing these commercials pop up, and I can't ignore them. There's this like movement of this like tactical gear, like tac sunglasses. And
they're fucking brutal.
Hold on, right? But then they came up with one that they just put out, and this is the first time I've seen it this weekend. It was called the Tac Amplifier.
What?
And it was two dudes in like military camo walking in the woods, and like the older guy like puts his hand in front of the other one and was like, stop. Like, I can hear something. And he had this thing in his ear, and they called it the TAC amplifier. It's a fucking hearing aid. It's a fucking hearing aid. And then they're like, oh, can you not hear anything? Well, put this in your ear at dinner, and you can hear the person across the table asking for the rolls. And so the guy passes the rolls across.
And they're trying to make it cool.
It's a nude, like, skin-colored small device that fits in your ear. It's a fucking hearing aid.
Thanksgiving theme. This is for Thanksgiving.
It actually ended up being.
It's not a tactical amplifier for military purposes. It is a hearing aid. You're deaf. Go see your fucking doctor.
Yeah.
Don't order this shit. Because they got the tactical sunglasses,
Face shield. Everybody has a face shield with a skull on it, like you're going in SEAL Team 6.
They were wearing...
You work in a fucking ditch, dude.
They were wearing the tactical sunglasses, but then they threw on the tactical amplifier, and now they're Navy SEALs hunting birds in the fucking woods. Because this is what... When he put his hand up to say, stop, they heard a cardinal. And that was what the camera panned to.
A cardinal? What did they give a fuck about a cardinal?
I don't know.
Are they hunting? That's illegal.
No, they didn't have guns. Well, they probably have guns, but they didn't have them on them.
They're tactical. Of course they had guns.
It's a tactical amplifier. It's a fucking hearing aid, you redneck pile of shit. No, I want to hang all of the tactical gear.
Yeah,
Those sunglasses don't make you see better at night.
Hey, pull this thing down and you can drive clearer.
Oh, no. God. The tactical visor.
Yeah.
Didn't buy it. You know why? Because it's a ripoff.
Yeah,
and all of the people that are fucking supporting the tactical gear empire,
we know who
suck.
They are.
And the Venn diagram
puts you pretty obvious. So many things.
Yes.
All right. I have things that bang, but it's more that things that banged in like early thousands. Do you guys remember Brooke Burke?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean
she was the best.
I mean, I never
and
that's it. I mean, that's okay, it. That's my whole
that
thing.
Things that bang wild on E.
I think that's part of it.
What percent of young men were watching Wild on E at 1 in the morning like on every Friday?
You know,
I never touched myself watching that.
No, I'm sure you didn't.
Brooke Burke, yeah. I'm all
so
about that.
First of all, Jenna Jameson,
I don't know what she's doing now, but she's probably still so beautiful.
Jenna Jameson was first on Wild on E.
Yeah.
Wild on
but
E,
then
great
when
show.
Brooke Burke took over, I was like, that's something.
Yeah, but 11-year-old me was...
She's like Moana's hot mom, and I'm really into it.
All right, guys. Things that hang and things to hang and things that bang. Things to hang. I'm going with Black Friday.
Well, obviously,
you're an asshole if you're going to Black Friday. You're a douche. And
aren't you going to Black Friday this year to get a TV for your new basement?
I'm gonna try not to. And if I do,
he's going, dude. He's
douche.
You're going. You want to know? You ready? You ready for a secret?
Yeah.
You can get it online, BestBuy.com, same prices in store.
Would you stop?
No, you can.
Okay, okay, hold on. Things that bang, Cyber Monday.
All right. Deals
during this time, Cyber Monday, way cooler. You don't have to be an asshole. You don't have to ditch family. You can do the same fucking thing.
It is okay. But like get it Amazon online. Cyber Monday is a joke. Like, have you ever looked through the stuff that they're selling?
It's literal garbage.
It's literal garbage at the same price it always is, front and center, because they're trying to get rid of those.
Inventory they're trying to unload.
It's horrible.
All right, guys. So I think that's all the time we have. Go back, check out our sportscast. We talked all about
Minnesota. Do you want some tactical gloves?
We talked all about Minnesota football and that we're the new state of football, thanks to the Gophers and the Vikings. But otherwise, thanks so much. We'll be back with you guys next week in the Northeast Podcast.